It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80, with the most recent name-only reveals from the last live fan stream still kind of fresh in our minds. Let's talk Classified Quick Kick. What feels like an age ago now, Emily and Lenny gave us a jam-packed G.I. Joe Classified fan stream and started the show with a brand new batch of name-only reveals. One of those reveals was a personal favourite of mine, Quick Kick. As a child, I was introduced to the character courtesy of the Action Force International Heroes line, including the weekly comics and the VHS cartoon. He was, in fact, the first Action Force figure I purchased along with Flint back in 1987, when the line relaunched following the end of Palitoy in 1985. Quick Kick was a hugely influential character in all areas, showing up a lot in the Action Force weekly comic, including a number of stories centered directly around him. His first appearance in the Sumbo cartoon, Pyramid of Darkness, was also available as a dubbed Action Force VHS, which I'm pretty sure I was the only person who ever actually rented it from our local video shop. The UK figure release was slightly altered on the file card from the original 1985 US version, his birthplace changed from Los Angeles, California to Canton, China, and his file name was changed from MacArthur S. Ito to Lee Ho Ito. This got confusing in the Sumbo VHS episode, Captives of Cobra, when Quick Kick's name was revealed on the Pentagon supercomputer. He also had a few American references removed, like the Californian neighborhood Watts, where his family owned a grocery store, and a mention of being too short to play basketball, which wasn't as common a sport in the UK at the time. They also used Quick Kick to introduce a Marvel character into the continuity in the comic story Meditations in Red. He explains that Shang-Chi was his mentor of sorts in the past and gave an overview of the character and his story in his own comic that was running at the time. Shang-Chi was then added as backup strips in the Action Force Weekly comic for a short period, but never actually appeared in any other crossover story after the fact. In the US comic, Quick Kick also saw a lot of action in some major storylines, including the failed Barovian mission that led to Stalker, Snowjob and Quick Kick being captured, and Stalker ordering Outback to escape and leave them. Sadly, the character was killed off in the series during another mission gone wrong in the desert of Trucial Abysmia. He survived the initial Saw Viper execution, only to die in a vehicle explosion shortly afterwards. It was a sad end for a character that I absolutely loved, but thankfully I wouldn't read it until much later in life. I still cried, but because I was older I could hide away and lie about it later. As popular as the character was, he only got three action figure versions across all of the years of the brand. That is criminal, but I assume it was because he had been killed off in the comics as to why he didn't pop up again in later waves of the vintage era. Ninja Force would have been perfect, but hard to explain how he was alive. I do hope that we see him appear in both Super 7 Reaction and Ultimate soon, as well as this highly anticipated Classified figure. To say he's been used sparingly in the media since is an understatement, despite appearing on a lot of merchandise. I'm looking at you, Action Stars cereal with a vest on. A few modern appearances in the Transformers crossover, and then a rather forgettable period during the Aubrey Citizen run of the comic, which saw Quick Kick go through an odd personality shift, and not in a very good way. He did show up on the cover of A Real American Hero 263, but didn't make it into the interior despite the book flashing back to different periods of loss for many different characters in the story. Coming back to the figures, of course we've already covered his first vintage era figure from 1985, which did stay on shelves until 1987, when it came out in the UK of course. A remolded version of this figure was used as a mail away in 1991 through to 1994, and because it was produced in Brazil, it had a number of slight differences to the original figure. Firstly, the colours were much brighter than the original, with a more peach skin tone than the first figure's shade of tan. The plastic was of noticeably lower quality, and the accessories were much flimsier. The original Quick Kick sword could not be bent without fear of breaking or creasing it, but the 1991 Quick Kick sword bent very easily. Additionally, the backpack was a darker shade of grey, and the chain on the nunchucks was more jagged. There was a plan by Hasbro to release a Quick Kick figure in 2002 for the G.I. Joe vs. Cobra line, but they ended up changing tack, and eventually made it a nunchuck figure. You can really see the inspiration here, and even the long hair, which looked very similar to his appearance in the Marvel comic towards the end of his time. We would have to wait until 2008 before Quick Kick got his next figure. Packaged in a Pyramid of Darkness DVD box set, he came with Cobra Commander version 35, Major Blood version 10, Snake Eyes version 37, the Pyramid of Darkness miniseries, and a component of the Mass Device vehicle, the Transport Chassis. He was a straight-up recreation of the vintage figure in the modern 4-inch build, and was completely brand new, made up of all unique parts. He even had a permanent chopping left hand. Some of the parts were used again just 2 years later for the Toys R Us exclusive Pursuit of Cobra Quick Kick, the head, torso, waist and arms to be exact. Storm Shadow version 32 and version 38 filled in the rest, giving us a very cool update to the character. A secondary Uwagi in black and yellow gave him a Bruce Lee vibe. He also got two fighting gloves, sword and sheath, submachine gun, and his trusty nunchucks, of course. Now, as far as Classified goes, it's very likely that we get a vintage style Quick Kick based on the way the line has gone so far, but they've also shown us that they like to homage other eras, including Pursuit of Cobra. They've also infused their own ideas into some characters, so it could be an opportunity to do that with Quick Kick. There is often talk about making the figures more practical and tactical, so we may get a brand new take on the former stuntman and Frozen Fudgy spokesperson. I'm also hoping for a mini Frozen Fudgy bar, but that might be more Super 7 territory. I fully expect different hands in a similar way to the comic Shang-Chi figure that came out a number of years ago in the Marvel Legends line. Maybe not as many, but definitely chopping hands, fists, and the default grips would make sense. Maybe even a pair of gloved hands like his Pursuit of Cobra version. It would also be fun to include the secondary Uwagi, but I would like it to be removable so you could switch between styles. Of course, his backpack with inbuilt sword sheath, his sword and a pair of nunchucks for damn sure. As for repaints, there isn't a great deal to work with here, with the exception of that variant Fun School pink sash version, but that might be stretching it a bit. You could always put him in a sub-team like Tiger Force or homage that nunchuck we discussed earlier as a Night Force edition. All that said, I do expect a vintage style here and look forward to the render reveal in the near future. Anyway, what do you guys think? Excited for Quick Kick or is he more of a slow poke? Vintage style or fancy update? What accessories do you want him to come with and why is it a single Frozen Fudgy bar? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, we will be back with more of those fun name-only reveal deep dives for Big Boa and Mutton Junkyard very soon, as well as more news, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.